This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Kyndra, K-Y-N-D-R-A, last name Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Her date of birth is January 11, 1987. Patient seen for Summit Primary Care and Internal Medicine PLC and for Dr. Anupriya, A-R-U-N-P-R-I-Y-A, Vadivelu, V-A-D-I-V-E-L-U. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Vadivelu, V-A-D-I-V-E-L-U, M-D, thank you for your referral. This 36-year-old female comes here for evaluation today for recently discovered leukocytosis. She smokes half pack a day for last 20 years, alcohol socially. She's allergic to Bactrim. The patient recently was noted to have elevated total WBC count. Her WBC count was 12.2. Her hemoglobin was 15.3, and her platelet count well, platelet count is not here. In any case, she had absolute lymphocyte count of 4,209 and absolute neutrophil count was 6,577, which apparently was in normal range. But WBC was definitely high, and hence she is here. Her past medical history is significant for high adrenitis, HIDRADE, and okay, that is HIDRADENITIS, hidradenitis suppurativa, SUPPURATIVA. She also has history of bipolar disorder with episode of depression. She has insomnia with generalized anxiety. She also has history of restless leg syndrome. Also has history of ADHD. The patient has been on several medications, which include Adderall 10 milligram. She also takes Lunesta 1 milligram. She's on Humira 40 milligram subcutaneously. She takes it once. Every 2 weeks. She also is on Lamictal and Requip for her bipolar depression as well as RLS. She is on Latuda, L-A-T-U-D-A. She also is on Adderall 20 milligram twice daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, temazepam 30 milligram daily, alprazolam 1 milligram BID. Also listed are Norvex 5 milligram daily, which she says she is not taking, and amlodipine. She said she took it at one time. It was 5 milligram, but again she says she is not taking anymore. New paragraph. review of system, she complains of sorry, new paragraph, past menstrual history, periods are heavy and painful. Last period was January 2023. She review of system, she complained of extreme anxiety, inability to sleep, and recent recently she is losing hair more than usual. New paragraph. Physical exam, she is 5'4" tall, weighing 212, BMI 36, blood pressure 133/89. She is normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs are clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse sounds active, extremities no edema. I repeated her CBC, her WBC count is 13.7. Her absolute neutrophil count is slightly high at 7.5%. It's 75%. Never mind. Just cross it out. No neutrophil elevation. Her neutrophil count is 55%. Lymphocyte is 32%. Her CMP is essentially unremarkable. Her SAD rate was 18, which is normal. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis on leukocytosis. Cause unclear. It could be reactive from her disorders such as hidradenitis suppurativa. Also, she is on several medications. Medications may have something to do with it. However, at this point, I do not suspect any underlying myeloproliferative disorder. At this point, no further workup might be necessary, such as bone marrow aspiration biopsy. A patient also declined inhaling or taking oral steroids, so that is out. So it's not clear, but she does report that she occasionally do have sinus symptoms. She may have allergies. That might be also a setup for intercurrent infections and leukocytosis. Subcutaneous injections of Humira every 2 weeks might be sometimes responsible for mild leukocytosis. In any case, at this point, no obvious cause is apparent. However, since it looks benign, I don't suspect any underlying myeloproliferative disorder. A close follow-up might suffice. In future, if the need be, we could consider bone marrow aspirin biopsy. For right now, we should just closely follow. So every 2 months or 3 months CBC, and please forward me the copy. And if you so desire, I'll be happy to see her every 3 months and go from there. Thank you for your continued support. This is a consultation on Kyndra, KYNDRA, Raymond. Thank you.